The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Has America forgotten how to shop? Or is something else going on? More after this from David Harris of AJC. Home prices were up 2% in May, and incomes were up an average of $500 per household in June, which should make Americans feel richer. But despite those encouraging signs, consumer spending is not up. In fact, it was actually down slightly, which indicates that we continue to be stubbornly frugal, which has suddenly become a bad thing, apparently. Economists trying to figure out what would get us to spend more. CBS's Dean Reynolds talked to Jeff Pape, who makes his living selling athletic gear.
July sales definitely are down about 10 or 15%.
So, of course, he has to lay off people and order less merchandise because customers aren't buying.
People that might have come into the store, spent $150 or $200 on stuff, are now backing off to $60 or $70.
So now we hear that the Federal Reserve may pump more money into banks to motivate them to lend. CBS's Rebecca Jarvis says it makes sense on paper.
But the banks have to want to lend the money to get the money out into the hands of consumers, and consumers and businesses have to want to borrow the money.
And you can see why that might not work. What's a guy like Jeff Pape going to do with a bank loan? Expand an empty store? And so the standoff continues. The banks wait for Jeff. Jeff waits for his customers and his customers.
They're definitely hearing all the news and the recession and the economy and the spending.
His customers are waiting until people like me start broadcasting more positive economic news, apparently. And we wait for something positive to broadcast. What have I got here? How about this?
A huge smile on Michael Phelps' face right now. He finally wins his first gold medal here in London. Phelps becomes the all-time, lifetime Olympic medal winner.
That has to make you want to go out and buy something. Some goggles, a towel, some chlorine, anything. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.